Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinsky here with my co-host David Magner. Today we are here with Rabbi Stephen Shulman. Rabbi Shulman has been the director of pastoral services here at Mosaic Senior Life since 2010. Rabbi Shulman is responsible for overseeing spiritual and religious care and programming for our residents, their loved ones, staff, and members of the general community who desire such services. Thank you, Rabbi Shulman, for being here with us today. We're curious to hear about how you are such an instrumental part of our Mosaic community, and we'd like to hear more about the spiritual needs that seniors and their loved ones have or request from you.
Well, thank you, Mary and David, for inviting me to speak today. 50 years ago, when Mosaic Senior Life started as a Jewish home for the elderly of Fairfield County, they realized that just as our seniors have nursing, medical, psychosocial needs, they also have spiritual, religious needs. And the department that I represent, Pastoral Services, is available for any spiritual, religious needs for our seniors, their loved ones, our staff, the community in general. At the end of life, our seniors represent our past, our present, and our future. And they tell our life stories in so many ways. And spiritual needs are as much a part as the other needs that I mentioned. We're available for any of the needs if they wish. And our seniors, their loved ones, have the right to refuse or decline our services. We're not here to convert anyone in out of any religion or spiritual path, but to help them access whatever spiritual history they have, a religious affiliation if they wish, to have it be a part of their life and well-being. We're also here to prevent religion or spirituality being misused. I tell our fellow employees in our employee orientation, our seniors are not to be preyed upon, God forbid, P-R-E-Y-E-D, as an elder abuse, or P-R-A-Y-E-D, without their or their loved one's request or affiliation. And I've escorted people out, even in my own faith religion, who are thinking they're coming to do God's work for our seniors. And I tell our employees, if you see anyone going door to door to people's rooms, giving out literature or looking at names, and it doesn't feel right or something we've authorized, to let us know, and security or ourselves will take care of that. Many of our seniors have dementia, and they see what seems to be a smiling face, and we're here to protect them and to utilize spirituality, their sense of religiosity, or something being greater than the here and now, what we're part of, as part of their health and well-being. And we all know, unfortunately, how religion can be misused in God's name, and we're here to prevent, not only prevent that, but to access people's spirituality. Oftentimes, most of our residents have been part of a particular religious community or spiritual community most of their lives, and perhaps in more recent years, with illness or being isolated, they may have gotten away from their community of origin. And I always ask a resident or a family member, is there any religious community, congregation, or clergy that you'd like us to let know that you're here? But we do that with their permission. We have many priests, ministers, imams, Eucharistic ministers, lay leaders coming to visit their congregants or parishioners who are here, but again, at the request or with the permission of the resident family. We integrate spiritual needs with healthcare needs as well, and this is our community. This is our community.
Absolutely. And so let's get into that a little bit more. How do you feel spiritual care is integrated within that system you're just talking about, healthcare overall?
If we see people as comprising mind, body, and spirit, certainly spirit, however you would choose to define it, is a part of their life and their well-being. And oftentimes, even if people have dementia, they may have long-term memories of particular religious rituals or chanting or melodies that mean a lot to them. And we offer those opportunities for the residents who wish. One of the things I tell our staff, if you see someone lighting a candle, I don't care what religion they are or what holy day it is, you blow it out. In a healthcare institution, a hospital or a nursing home, any sort of facility, an open flame is absolutely forbidden. But we do have electrically approved, fire safety approved electric candlesticks. We have an electric candle lighting room, and every Friday afternoon before the Jewish Sabbath, any resident who wishes to light a candle is welcome to do so. Most of our residents who do attend are Jewish, but anyone who wants to, and some of our Christian residents who want to light a candle, have that opportunity. And they're usually accompanied by their loved ones or a staff member. And that expresses the spirituality for many people, lighting a candle, that ritual. And for many of our female Jewish residents who traditionally might have done this at home, it's a way of maintaining a relationship with their spiritual past, as well as what's traditionally done, ushering the Jewish Sabbath, the Holy Day. And so that's one way in which it's integrated. Actually, starting next week with the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, we'll have the opportunity. It's the one time a year where residents can light actual candles. They do it under our supervision in the synagogue on special metal trays with a fire extinguisher present. So we merge the past traditions with present safety concerns. But again, it's part of whatever people's past is. And so for some, a ritual such as lighting candles, for our Christian residents, and especially our Catholic residents, we have weekly Mass, which is celebrated, and that's very important. And actually, our Christian residents and family members are going to get invitations to pre-Christmas Mass coming up. So major holy days, life cycle events are very much utilized for that.
And what are the challenges and pitfalls facing spiritual caregivers working with the elderly?
One of the things we have to realize is understanding where people are at with regard to physical needs. We have specially prepared prayer books that have larger print, specially treated paper. When I was a rabbi, a chaplain in Chicago, close to 40 years ago, another rabbi and I developed a prayer book that could be used in nursing homes by lay leaders where there wasn't a full-time chaplain or rabbi present. And again, it utilized those systems of larger print, spacing, realizing where people's physiological conditions might be, and paper that was easy to access. It wasn't too heavy, wasn't too large. Interesting, one of the things when you have large-sized prayer books, they become heavier. So you have to take physiological needs as well. And the pitfalls are to realize people are different stages. You may have to speak more slowly, clearly, in a voice that's loud, but not too loud, but to be able to convey what you're doing and with the feeling as well. Something I always try to gear, whether it's sermons or speaking to, is the abilities of the person where we're at. I'd like to read a quote from my teacher, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel. He was a wonderful spiritual leader, was very close with Dr. Martin Luther King. At the 1961 White House Conference on the Aging, he was selected to be the keynote speaker, and he said, "May I suggest that a person's potential for change and growth is much greater than we are willing to admit, and that old age be regarded not as the age of stagnation, but as the age of opportunities for inner growth. The years of old age may enable us to attain the high values we failed to sense, the insights we miss, the wisdom we ignored. They are indeed formative years, rich in possibilities, to unlearn the follies of a lifetime, to see through inbred self-deceptions, to deepen understanding and compassion, to widen the horizon of honesty, to refine the sense of fairness." And this is a quotation I cited actually in my senior sermon as a rabbinical student, talking about respect for the elderly and care of the infirm. And that's guided my rabbinate. And certainly we need to be aware of ageism, of treating our elderly as if they're young children, not giving respect to them, that their age would require us to do, going back to biblical times.
I agree. Rabbi, for the broader audience that may be listening to this podcast, there are currently many individuals struggling in the world at this moment. They may be looking for hope and, of course, peace. How might one use spirituality to find peace within themselves, especially today?
Thank you, David. And certainly with wars going on in many parts of the globe and a sense of brokenness that so many people feel, there's probably a greater awareness at the same time of the need for spirituality. We're coming to the month of December, and certainly we're in the shortest period of daylight during the year. And for some people, that in itself can be depressing with the weather, especially here in New England, where it can be cold. And I think it's no coincidence that whether you observe Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, it's no accident that they all occur during the shortest daylight period, when darkness seems to come earlier, and that all of them, one way or another, are festivals of light. And in each one of them, candles are often lit to bring light into darkness. And I think that's one very specific way that religion or spirituality can help people find peace, bringing light into darkness, of all of us being sources of light, even in whether it's a physiological dark period or spiritually. And that the idea that this isn't all that there is, that we all have a potential, that, speaking religious terms, we're all God's children, created in the image of the divine, that makes us all brothers and sisters, and that there are many ways that we can access spirituality, whether it's through formal religious liturgy or services or community, or for those, whether it's yoga or meditation or wellness or deep breathing exercises, that these are all things that can bring us in better touch with ourselves and our better angels and better potential.
That's great. I wanted to thank you for putting on a prayer service. We have prayer services here at Mosaics in Your Life, and you host them. And I've gone to a few of them, and they really bring peace to a lot of us that are there, and our spirituality kind of makes us feel at peace when we're at your prayer service. So I thank you so much for hosting those. It always kind of gives us a little bit of a break during the day and makes us kind of slow down, which a lot of us don't do. So thank you. I appreciate that.
I want to add on, I agree with Mary immensely. Many people within this organization have talked about how important those brief masses are every Friday. And I think that as we are going through so much in our own personal lives and some of the chaos in the world, it's nice to have a moment to kind of just slow down and remember why we're here and what we do and really our best selves to provide care to our seniors here at Mosaic Senior Life. So it's important. But we want to first thank you immensely, Rabbi Shulman, for coming on today and talking about the significance of spiritual care. We appreciate it, and I think it's really important, especially during this holiday season.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Mary, for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Mosaic Senior Life's podcast, Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey. This podcast series was created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in aging services. I am Andrew Benoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast gave you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please connect with us at mosaicsl.org, that's mosaicsl.org, or call 1-833-MSL-LINK, 1-833-675-5465 for answers to your individual questions. Thank you.